At the heart of the review is the idea that there should be a ratio of no more than 20 to 1 between the lowest and the highest earners in the public sector. Where did the ratio come from? It's difficult to say exactly. We think it might have come from the management writer, Peter Drucker, who some of you will have heard of. Peter first came up with this idea really as a response to the widening gap in the US private sector between the pay of people at the bottom of corporations and those at the top. Drucker writes that in 1965 this ratio was something around 24 to 1, so big, maybe not that big, but by 2000 it had widened to 300 to 1, so that's quite a substantial widening of that gap over the period. So that's probably where the ratio has come from. There is a certain arbitrariness to it, and the American King said that this morning, and I think I'll probably share that. But that doesn't mean, I think, and we can discuss this, that we should necessarily reject the idea of this self-management. And after all, that's what we're here to try and discuss. In terms of the remit of the review, the official remit says that it will, its recommendations will only apply to the public sector. That's important to set out straight from the beginning. However, it does add that it hopes the review will help to shape broader social norms in relation to pay fairness. And I suppose that's a nod to the private sector. That's the official remit. Will Hutton, since then, in his call for evidence to the review, has said that he'll examine the evidence on pay dispersion in both the public and private sectors and examine the relationship between them. Now, I think this recognition that the review should look at the private sector, at least in terms of the evidence gathered and what Will Hutton does with it, is probably welcome, because I think the concern otherwise would be that in the context of cuts and the austerity measures that the government has already announced and is set to flesh out even further in October, the review might be seen simply as a way of disciplining the higher paid in the public sector to accept restraint while setting an example for the lower ranks. So the recognition that he needs to look a bit more broadly than the public sector, but also the private sector as well, is probably welcome. And I think Will Hutton will also be keenly aware that the public sector at the moment also includes, of course, the nationalised banks. So there's the possibility, at least, given that the banks include some of the highest ratios between the lowest and the highest paid, there's the possibility of some important leverage over fair pay if the government chooses to use it. And I think that's very important. And I think, given what Mervyn King said this morning, I think it's probably appropriate that we're looking at this issue. It's very well timed. And I'd be very interested to hear what some of you thought about his comments in respect of bankers' bonuses and pay in the finance sector. And of course, Jed, we'll look at that in some detail himself. So I think that's the background to the